This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. According to the dating website Match.com, each state has a popular and unique word that keeps cropping up in its local profiles. In Wyoming, no real surprise, it's hunting. In Oregon, it's kayak. In Colorado, it's snowboarding. And in Ohio, it's bonfires, which I'm not going to think too much about. Florida is Disney. Virginia is military. California is desert, which at first I read as dessert, but I knew that couldn't be right because carbs. New York is museum, and Mississippi is looking. Dating sites are all about matching people to each other, but TV networks and streaming video services do basically the same thing, matching viewers to content. The technology is not all that different. Netflix has a complicated algorithm designed to suggest things you might like to see based on what you've already seen. Amazon keeps a close watch on what you're doing in order to serve up something you're bound to like. Network TV programmers work hard to keep a certain brand consistency and content flow on their channels, and there's not a programmer around who doesn't regularly use the language of dating to describe an audience's relationship to a show. The opening night's audience sample is a first date, the second date is an important number, and by the third date, you'd better seal the deal. Audiences, too, evaluate whether they admit it to themselves or not, a show based on whether they're going to stick with it or not, which is why research testing, usually in the form of focus groups, can be so inaccurate. I mean, people will watch a show in a dark room and think, yeah, sure, I'd watch that show. But unless they feel that tug, that compulsion, usually, well, always, because there were a couple of characters on screen that were magnetic because at least one of those characters spoke in a totally new kind of way. Think Chandler on Friends or Mork or Jim Parsons on The Big Bang Theory or Diane Chambers on Cheers or Simon Cowell on American Idol. Unless they feel that magic chemistry, that spark of a successful first date, all of the research results in the world won't save that show. As the Match.com survey shows, though, we're a complicated country. The kayak people and the lookin' people probably aren't going to be watching the same thing that the bonfire people are, though I suppose the hunt people, which includes Louisiana and Arkansas and Montana, and the woods and lakes people in Maine and New Hampshire could probably go on some successful dates. But the most successful couples we can probably all think of aren't necessarily the product of a kayak person from Oregon, say, bumping into a kayak person from Vermont, where it's also the most popular unique word. I'll bet someone from Tennessee, porch, could end up on a date with someone from New Jersey, lounge, and feel that click of attraction that goes deeper than the tired checklist of attributes that old-time matchmakers may have relied on. I wasn't really interested in dragons and quasi-medieval violent political struggles until I saw Game of Thrones. I didn't care about cranky doctors on painkillers until I saw House. And if you'd asked me if I'd wanted to watch the inventors of Sky Mall-type doodads pitch their stuff to venture capitalists, I'd have said pass. But then I watched Shark Tank, and I hooked. The biggest hits, in other words, and network programmers hate to hear this, are blind dates. The blinder, the better. Two more popular unique words to certain states: Texas, obviously, oil; Missouri, weirdly, zoo. Figure that one out, you've got yourself a hit. That's it for this week. Next week, we get dark. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.